from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, a commentary on white supremacy and a profile of a young Pittsburgh musician. But first, Nina Mathis, a ninth grade student at Pittsburgh Creative and Performing Arts School, shares a personal pep talk.
This speech I wrote is about self-confidence and me finding self-confidence. Talking right now today, my heart's beating extremely fast, and I'm second-guessing everything I say. Even though I've practiced, it feels like I still don't know what to say. Maybe it's because I've been taught by movies, magazines, definitely social media, and even unintentionally by the ones I love most that self-assurance should come from other people's opinion about me. And when I started to walk around eggshells trying to say the right thing to make everyone happy and approved of me, I forgot to make sure that I was happy and that I was approved of myself. And making me happy was doing things that my friends weren't, and even though I knew there was a clear right and wrong from between what I was doing and what they were doing, that feeling of being wanted and improved made me turn against myself and to think that I was doing something wrong. Or when boys were rude to me, it was always because they had a crush on me. And I was always taught to believe that boys treating me badly and then liking me was supposed to make sense. And girls, including me, are supposed to listen to people bringing me down and also liking me at the same time. So even though I've talked about peer pressure and fitting in and even boy problems, all of them have issues that have made me doubt myself in accepting who I am. I've been told not to talk and share my opinion unless asked and to sit still and be quiet, but I don't want to follow these things or let it define me. Unless it's my mom who's telling me to be quiet, because then I'm going to be quiet. But honestly, I have things to say respectfully, and I'm so much more than that. I don't want to be a flower. Yes, they're beautiful and they can flourish, but only because they need water and they need sun. I don't want to need anyone. I want to be the sun. And I've made plenty of bad decisions, and I'm 14, so I'm not done making choices, but I'm going to be still insecure about things. And my trust in my family, my friends, and all of my trust in God, I will hopefully exceed everyone's expectations they set on me, but most importantly, my own. As I am talking here today, my heart beating really fast and second-guessing everything, I'm finally certain on what to say.
Now, we turn to Nia, a young Pittsburgh musician working toward becoming a confident and skilled artist.
My name is Nia. I'm 21 years old. Time on my hands. Since you've been away, boy, I got no plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly, slowly drive me insane. Ooh, baby, I'm going down. I honestly had an interest in dancing when I was young, but I think singing started when I started hearing a lot of pop rock stuff, to be honest with you. So I would say like 7. I had to take a lot of inspiration from music videos, I'd say, like Aaliyah, and I told you, you ever hear things on the radio, and you're like, who is that, who is that? I can't make it in time. I started singing in choir at my school. I started in Penn Hills with Miss O'Neill. She was one of my choir teachers. I remember her. I don't know, it started with choir where I'm singing amongst other kids, so I'm not the only one. I mean, not to bring myself down, but I see a lot of accidental vibrato from me like thinking too hard about if I sound good instead of noticing that I'm making a good impression for what I'm doing. So overcoming it, I'll say I just have to try not to think and, you know, resist anxiety I'll say, remember what you were trying to do. You know, instead of, you know, second guessing your voice, try to remember, I signed up for this. I don't want to miss out on an opportunity. Otherwise, I'll feel something worse, which is just, you know, disappointment in myself or yourself or whoever is feeling the anxiety. That's the scary part. It's like, I'm still right here in my freaking room singing a song when I hear the radio music inspiring me to try again. But I gave up, so that was suck. I honestly want to go far with this, you know, but I can't stand when I punk out, you know, even with writing a song. But I don't really know the steps to take. I don't have a music producer. I don't even have a voice coach, which I would love to have a voice coach so they can at least teach me how to sing like Mariah if I wanted to. But, you know, that's some high standards. But my point is, I still have to work on my voice. I love music. It's my love. It's my blessing. It's my drug. You know, I praise God every time I hear a song. It's like that needs to be inside me. So it's strong inspiration. I want to tell the world that my name is Nia Ra now, not Nia Rash. And I honestly plan to go far. Please don't mock me. You know, I want a celebration for a woman trying hard to make it. And that's it.
Our last segment features Baldwin High School graduate Zoe Vontau with a commentary on her observations of white supremacy in the U.S.
Many people today claim white supremacy has had a resurgence in the United States. But can we truly call it a resurgence or just a change in visibility? America has a deep history with white supremacy in all aspects of the country's fruition, politics, and influence. I've always felt I understood white supremacy. I've read books, I've watched the news, and I've even written about it. In comparison to racism, white supremacy is typically the organized and purposeful subjugation of non-white races. But with that definition, many people, especially young people, are led to believe that the face of white supremacy is white, old, and wearing a swastika on TV. The failure to recognize the fluidity of white supremacy in age, gender, and power translates to a failure to recognize potential danger. We often see the work of white supremacists at mass rallies and conventions being televised, but it's important to know that they're also in the streets and political seats. Although they may not claim any extremist group, exhibiting elements of white supremacy in political, social, and educational settings can be just as harmful. My experiences with students my age has shown me that the theory is common and alarming. I've had peers tell me that white supremacists are a minority, which would warrant universal disregard. But as the country's youth become more open with discussing race, identity, and social justice in unprecedented capacities, I think it's important to recognize the diverse faces and abilities of white supremacists to better understand dangers and threats before they happen. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is Zoe Vongtao.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.